serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest salvo in the Trump administration's fight with Ukraine, Kyiv rejecting Donald Trump's offer to settle war debts by handing over half the country's mineral resources to the United States. Hamas to release six more hostages tomorrow as a part of the ceasefire. Israel's prime minister vowing revenge after one of the bodies handed over yesterday turned out not to be that of an abducted mother, Cherie Bibas. The Pope is improving.
Pope Francis continues to receive treatment for pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Sources tell ABC News the Pope is still working and seeing Vatican officials, spending his time between bed and an armchair, also reporting that he's breathing independently. Thursday night, doctors said the Pope's condition has improved and signaled that he's responding well to treatment. It's unclear how long Pope Francis will remain hospitalized or whether he will lead noon prayer on Sunday. Marcus Moore, ABC News, Rome.
Court date today for Luigi Mangione, accused of killing insurance CEO Brian Thompson. This is ABC News. Despite the administration's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, President Trump celebrated Black History Month at the White House last night. The theme, African Americans and Labor, guest of honor, golfer Tiger Woods. Millions of Americans continue freezing it out in Kansas City. ABC's Faith Abube.
First responders and homeless outreach workers in Omaha working to convince people to seek shelter if they need it.
We have people who have been out in other winters and have survived, and they think they can survive this, just like past winters. It's different.
In Kansas City, roofer Gabe Tobe telling me this is the first time in 4 years that it's been just too cold to work.
Our hands are our best tools, and if you can't feel your fingers, then it's really not easy to do your job.
And in Kentucky, the death toll from the devastating flooding rising to 15.
It's not too cold for a Scottish Highland cow. It's been seen roaming the hills of western Connecticut, got out of its pen. Those cows have very thick coats. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. When out and about, please remember to take things carefully and watch other people around you as well as yourself. The roads are far from favorable and can even be dangerous in some spots. So remember to give yourself extra time to get to your destination and take corners slower than you normally would, as a loss of traction could be devastating in the wrong scenario. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 22nd, at 8:30 a.m., there's a donation drive for Wild Instincts. Wild Instincts is seeking items such as blankets, towels, pet food, gas cards, canned dog and cat food, and much more to help care for injured wildlife. Every contribution helps provide comfort and care to animals in need. You can drop off your donations at Mills Trading Post from tomorrow, Saturday, February 22nd, up until Saturday, March 22nd. Once again, this is taking place beginning tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. around 105 South Brown Street in Rhinelander. The State Assembly passed six education bills this week. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks them down for us.
One would require the Department of Public Instruction to change the standards used in testing here in Wisconsin. The Department of Public Instruction lowered standards for students after working with 100 Wisconsin teachers. This bill would basically undo those changes. Assembly Bill 6 would require school districts spend at least 70% of their money on direct classroom expenditures. Opponents, including Democrats and Superintendent Jill Underly, say this plan ignores some necessary costs like school safety. Another bill would ban devices in classrooms during instructional time. It would be up to each district to figure out exactly how they would do that. A survey from the DPI showed that 90% of school districts that responded already have cell phone restrictions in place. Another one of these bills would give school districts 2 weeks to provide instructional materials to district residents who request it. Advocates say families already have that access. State Superintendent Jill Underly says this seems like a move to sow distrust in school leadership. One of the bills would require that Wisconsin students learn to read and write in cursive. Studies have shown no link between cursive and increased literacy. The DPI is opposed to this bill as well. Underly brings up the fact that they're still waiting on Republican lawmakers to release the $50 million already approved in the budget to reform how we teach kids to read. Lastly, Assembly Bill 4 would require civics instruction for students in elementary and high schools. Underly wasn't against this plan, but she said Wisconsin students already have some of these requirements. All of these bills now head to the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocqueCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, tournament hockey got underway last night, boys and girls. Amory, number one seed at home. They topped Team Seal, the Shawamigan Butternut Phillips hockey team, by a score of 12-0. Amory will take on Frederick now in the next round. The Lakeland T-Birds advance on. Three seed at home. They defeated Shawano Bonduelle 9-2. So Lakeland now on Tuesday will take on Mosinee. That'll be at Mosinee on Tuesday. The Northland Pines girls lost in their first round of the playoffs by a score of 4-2. The Butternut girls get a nice win last night. It was a hard-fought game against Drummond, as it was a 23-22 one-point lead at halftime for the girls, but they were able to eke out a 43-40 win. Gianna Nearing led the midgets in scoring with 14 points and 10 rebounds, but a balanced attack again with Kendra Pritzel getting 13 points and some key rebounds down the stretch, and Caitlin Bebo with 6 points and Lizzie Pritzel with 7. And the Butternut girls end up their season at 11-7 in the conference, 14-10. It's tournament time. This will be a good one Tuesday, and we'll have it for you right here. Butternut at Prentice girls on Tuesday, and that will be a 7 o'clock start as tournament girls basketball begins on Tuesday night. We'll have coverage of the Shawamigan girls on Tuesday. They will travel to Ladysmith. That game on Trail Mix 103.1. Both of those games you can listen to on your phone on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I have friends that think the spring bobber is an absolute must-have on their ice fishing rods. But I'm telling you right now, there's a bit of a learning curve when it comes to that spring bobber. I'll tell you more, but first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The spring bobber, it's a very, very limber spring that you attach to the tip of your ice fishing rod so that you can feel even the most subtle bite. Yet there is a bit of a learning curve. You can't just attach this to your rod and then expect it to tell you everything you need to know when you see it go down just a little bit, because they don't always do that. Sometimes they actually go up. That's right. When a crappie takes a bait, sometimes they'll inhale it and then move up in the water column just a little bit, causing that spring bobber to actually go up and not down. When that happens, you set the hook. But there are times as well when you don't feel the bite, but the fish is taking the bait. What you get is a light quiver on that spring bobber. Set the hook. You see what I'm saying about a learning curve? You'll want to use that bobber. Watch for those subtle bites, up, down, just a quiver. And whenever you see those telltale signs of a bite, set the hook. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week with mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above. And then warmer this weekend, partly sunny on Saturday with highs near 30, up to 37 Sunday. Currently, 12 below. 98Q Country.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin.
Jody Messina, 98Q Country. Baders is our key word, B-A-D-E-R-S, $25 Baders gift certificate. We're going to talk all things Wisconsin sports. Our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is going to join us in just 1 minute to do that. He follows the Bucks. He's there. He's in the locker rooms and all that stuff. So we'll talk with Mike in just a moment. Hold on.
Attention hunters, anglers, and outdoor lovers. You're invited to the Sportsman's Wild Game Feed and Expo, sponsored by Northern Outdoorsmen for Christ. Absolutely free Saturday, February 22nd from 1:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. with a complimentary meal at 5 p.m. Hear Bearman Jim Van Steenstel's amazing story at 6 p.m., plus giveaways including guns, trail cams, Canadian fly fishing trip, and more. Enjoy wild game cooking demos by Buffy of Northwoods Kitchen. It's all happening Saturday, February 22nd at the Ogama Baptist Church Convention Hall in Ogama, Wisconsin.
All right, let's talk all things Wisconsin sports. We've got our 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens with us to do just that. Top of the morning to you there, Mr. Clemens.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Some bad news for the Bucks here in the running down the stretch here with Bobby Portis being out for a big chunk of time. What does that mean? What does that mean to the team depth-wise and stuff like that as they try to get a good seed here in the final month or so of the season?
Well, it's a good thing they just brought in another guy that could play sort of that position. This Jericho Sims that they got in that recent rash of trades. But, no, it's, you know, Bobby Portis, this is a guy you count on for as much as maybe 20 points a game or so, and a good three-point shot, a good six-man coming in off. It's a 25-game suspension for taking a banned substance.
Yeah.
Which Doc Rivers says, man, that's, you know, it sounds really bad, but, you know, listen to what Bobby says. His agent immediately, see, it turns out, first of all, this had been going on for a while.
Right. They knew it was coming.
We didn't know anything about it.
They knew it was coming, though, probably. That's why they did that trade, probably, right?
Hey, you know, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like they were trying to replenish, you know, in terms of moving on from Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
And some of the younger players that still haven't quite developed. And they were trying to get guys with more experience that are, you know, more for the now right now. You know, and so that's what they've given away either their oldest player or their youngest players and taking guys with, you know, we'll give away two or three of those to get one guy that's got 4 or 5 years experience.
Yeah.
But anyway, they explained that, you know, Bobby had an elbow injury. Thought he was taking the painkiller Toradol for not only, you know, pain, but also inflammation to get the swelling down. And he was actually taking Tramadol, which was just added to the list of banned painkillers last spring. I mean, this sounds like an episode from Seinfeld, doesn't it?
It does.
You know?
Uromycetosis, yeah.
So, well, how did this happen? He's got a personal assistant. Oh, you know, you got some inflammation? Here, take this pill. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And the guy, it was a prescribed drug, but he gave him the wrong one, one that had been recently added to the banned substance list last spring.
Yeah, and overall, this might be a blessing in disguise because Bobby Portis is going to be 100% healthy now going into the playoffs, Mike.
He sure will. He Yeah. So he tested positive a while ago. These negotiations that are apparent, because the first thing was like, well, this 25 games, that's harsh. You guys going to peel? And Doc was like yesterday afternoon, he goes, no, look, you know, I can't get much more into it because it's, you know, it's the coach talking about the NBA. We're frustrated. But we're past that point.
Yeah.
And so now we had just talked to Bobby on Wednesday because Wednesday morning, Bobby Portis got a phone call from his mom at 7 a.m., about an hour and a half before he usually gets up. He said, hey, they caught the guys. Remember last fall when he said, hey, my house got broken into. We were playing a game in Fox Point there in the north side of Milwaukee. And they took all my prized possessions, you know, watches, some trophies, and things like that.
Right.
And so this gang of seven that had gone around the country, like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, like from the Chiefs, they got all around the country. When they know these players are in a game or on the road, they break into their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So they caught and charged these guys on Wednesday. So Portis was there to talk basketball, but he did, you know, give us one quote about, you know, it's nice to have that justice now to see that these guys have been brought. But then the very next day, here he gets slapped with this fine. And the Journal Sentinel says this morning now, so he's out for 25 games. Starting with last night, they have 29 games left in the regular season. So he'll be back for 4 games in the regular season before the playoffs begin. He's going to lose $150,000 a night, Joel. That comes out to $2.8 million. For maybe one pill?
Yikes. That's a lot, yeah. Well, it's a fun, it could be a fun tournament run here for our Wisconsin teams. We got Marquette rated at 16. We got the Badgers rated 11. UW-Milwaukee's not a horrible team. They got a chance to win their Horizon League. They're right at the top. This could be a fun NCAA tournament for our Wisconsin fans.
It could be. It could be a loaded field there for the start. So Marquette, they dropped to 16th after that loss a couple of weeks ago, but now they're getting back. They're going to be at Villanova tonight. Cam Jones has been their leading scorer. But I thought it was interesting that Shaka Smart talked about how this Stevie Mitchell has come on for them. Now in his senior year, he talked about, it was just a couple of years ago when he was a freshman in Smart's program and showed this burst, you know, didn't really know what he was doing out there, but showed this energy. And he's been that way now for the Golden Eagles too, with the way he's been able to jump on and give them a burst. And as for the Badgers, I mean, great guard, man. He's really pulled an incredible thing together in terms of in this transfer portal environment, putting together this balanced team that just seems to get better and better and scoring up to 90 points a game like they did the other night. They're going to take on the Oregon Ducks. I was surfing around. I saw the Ducks in Iowa, and they beat the Hawkeyes 80-78. So it's Oregon and the Badgers tomorrow at the Kohl's Center. That tip-off time is at 11 a.m.
Yeah, scoring in the NCAA scoring has changed a lot, and I've been watching quite a few games, and you see point swings of 20 to 25 points go the other way by the end of the game. It's got more of an NBA feel to it, the NCAA does, with all these high-scoring games.
And I'll tell you, Joel, I had that exact same thought watching the Badgers game the other night when I thought, this is not Bo Ryan's team. they're draining from the three-point line just like the guys in the NBA. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, you've got to find those kinds of shooters. You've got to convince these kids that they've got to, you know, pass the ball around and to move it till you get to the best, highest percentage shot. Use the shot clock for that. And then let these guys set, plant, and you know, put that ball up from 3 points. And, yeah, I mean, that's how they got into the 90s the other night.
Yeah, Luke Fickell back as head coach of the Badger football team. Was that a surprise that he got that one-year extension?
Apparently not. The headline in the Wisconsin State Journal was routine pay raise. And a lot of people are like, what are they giving this guy a raise? He got a one-year extension? It like goes through now 2031 or 32.
Yeah,
and he's also getting an extra $100,000 a year. That's he's up to $7.7 million. This is the Badgers football team we're talking about, gang. They went 5-7 last year. They missed the bowl games for the first time in 22 years. You know, he came in with this air raid offense and said we're going to pass. And he's had a lot of injuries. He's had a lot of good players leave in the transfer portal. And he's totally having to reinvent this thing going into year three. And he's up to $7.7 million a year. And, you know, I think a lot of fans think, to be fair, give him another year or two. But, you know, this guy's going to need to prove himself coming up here. Well, I think if I understand this correctly, in some way, the way they've restructured this thing is that if he doesn't work out, it will actually, in the end, it will cost the university less in terms of the buyout on the back end of the deal. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you're in this transfer portal era, and you've got to do these things to say, if you're going to draw these kids that want to be here, hopefully here for the next 4 years, you got to make sure that they feel, they and their agents now, feel secure that head coach is going to be there for all 4 years, and that they're not going to have to change horses in the middle of the run there. So, and actually, there was three or four, Kelly Sheffield, the hockey coach, three or four of the coaches that coached the fall sports, it was their number was up, and they all got rubber stamps from the Board of Regents. That's what it came down to.
Well, it's the money part, of course. It makes watching college sports different. I was watching a Gopher game the other night, and the announcer said that the starting five for the Minnesota Gophers has 27 years of eligibility used up already. 27 years. Wow. There's a guy in there. They got a big guy, this Fox guy, who's 26 years old.
Yeah, and they've all got long beards.
Oh, my God.
They look like ZZ Top.
It's minor league now. You and I are from the same era. Is it weird for me to watch and think that there's guys on the floor and on the football field, they're already millionaires?
No, it's that Hurricanes, Miami Hurricanes basketball coach was 75, and he stepped down in the middle of the season in December, and he said, you know, I'm 75, it's time, I've got a great assistant here, we're going to hand it over to him. But, you know, later on in the presser, if you hang around for that, he said, look, here's what happened. 2 weeks ago, I had one of my star players that I recruited that's doing a great job, and he came in with his agent, and the agent said, okay, we're either getting 1.1 or we're moving on. Like, what? But where am I? I'm supposed to pay him $1.1 million, or you won't even listen to me having him coming back? Like, what planet are you guys from? Where am I supposed to get this money? Yeah. And that's when this guy said, after 45 years of college basketball coaching, I'm done. I don't understand this. I'm moving on.
Well, even with the Brewers losing some of the players in the offseason, with Coach Murphy there, you got to be excited because you never know what's going to happen. I think he can spin a pretty competitive team with whatever he's got.
I would love to bring you along and go into the clubhouse before a game and listen to this Pat Murphy where he would say, Joe, where'd you get those shoes? You know, what's your name? He'd want to know your name, where you're from. Oh, how long have you been doing this? Oh, I've got some friends that live up there, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the way he would start. And then he'd make a joke about you. and then they'd move on. But that's how he brings people in. And he looks you in the eye. He's very sincere. And that's what he did with those players last year. I mean, he just took over. It was such a change in that clubhouse, and these guys were performing.
Yeah.
So it's spring training, and the owner comes down and talks to my buddies who are down there, you know, covering this week for sort of the media day. And Mark Antanasio comes in, and they said, well, yeah, hey, you got to the playoffs last year. Now, you lost a couple of, you know, key guys to free agency, like Willie Adames got the big payoff to go to the Giants. And he said, yeah, you know, we're a source for entertainment for the fans in Milwaukee. They love coming to the ballpark and seeing the games. And these young players, I mean, they know if they come here, Murph's going to give them every opportunity to move on, and then, you know, they can maybe get one of those big deals. And it's like, you just described a minor league team.
Yeah.
What about we're a couple of wins away from a World Series? Like, what happened to the guy who took over the Brewers 20 years ago with a group of investors, and after years of Selig, you know, Bud, and then his daughter Wendy when he became commissioner, saying, you know, we're in a small market, we need a new stadium, and you're lucky to have the Brewers still in Milwaukee. There's all these other bigger markets that would rather have them.
Yeah.
And now here this guy is drinking the same Kool-Aid. Like, you know, what about what it's going to take to win?
Setting low expectations, it's a wonderful place to start, though, Mike.
Well, you know, I suppose. But, you know, that stuff gets out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it might make a decision on if you're going to be able to hold on to a guy or bring a Rhys Hoskins, you know,
right,
to Milwaukee, a guy who's looking for a chance to get a ring.
Right, exactly. Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I will. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, Mike Clemens. He's our 98Q sports reporter. He covers all things Wisconsin sports, and he'll be with us again next Friday morning right around 8:15. Our birthdays are next. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll get to our celebrants. We'll give away a cake, all coming up after our twice-an-hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest salvo in the Trump administration's fight with Ukraine, Kyiv rejecting Donald Trump's offer to settle war debts by handing over half the country's mineral resources to the United States. Hamas to release six more hostages tomorrow as a part of the ceasefire. Israel's prime minister vowing revenge after one of the bodies handed over yesterday turned out not to be that of an abducted mother, Cherie Bibas. The Pope is improving.
Pope Francis continues to receive treatment for pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Sources tell ABC News the Pope is still working and seeing Vatican officials, spending his time between bed and an armchair, also reporting that he's breathing independently. Thursday night, doctors said the Pope's condition has improved and signaled that he's responding well to treatment. It's unclear how long Pope Francis will remain hospitalized or whether he will lead noon prayer on Sunday. Marcus Moore, ABC News, Rome.
Court date today for Luigi Mangione, accused of killing insurance CEO Brian Thompson. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With temperatures expected to tap the 40s, it is very important to remember that no ice is safe ice. When you're out on the lakes, be sure to watch out for weak points such as ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running underneath them. Also, be sure to check ice depth frequently, as experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place, but maybe not in another. If you do fall into the icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. Saturday, March 15th, it's the Flamboyant Area Sportsman's Banquet. This will be taking place at the Northwood Supper Club over on Highway 13 in Fifield. Tickets are $30, and the order deadline for those is March 8th. Only 125 tickets will be sold, so please order early. For tickets or information, you can contact Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413 or Randy Young at 715-762-4456. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, March 15th, with games, raffles, and a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30 p.m. over at the Northwoods Supper Club on Highway 13 in Fifield. It's Black History Month. Lisa Hale tells us of an African-American studies professor who makes Black History daily.
Black History Month is important not just for African Americans, but also for anyone and everyone who wants to understand their fellow countrymen and community members. So says the head of African American Studies in the Sociology Department of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Dr. Alfonso Simpson. Simpson says so many things that we take for granted every day were invented or made possible by contributions from African Americans.
When we look at the types of things like the elevator, the escalator, the stoplight, or the traffic signal, internal combustion engine, the heating furnace, air conditioning, refrigeration. I mean, there's so many things.
Simpson says Black History Month is not just about the accomplishments of Black Americans, but also an acknowledgement of their struggles.
When you look at what we call the African Holocaust, the transatlantic slave trade, and those 200 plus years of slavery here in America from 1619 to 1865, of course, is more than any of us could ever endure.
But Simpson emphasizes that efforts to teach about Black history and the experience of Black America are not meant to be critical.
Not about making people feel guilty. It's about bringing people into the knowledge of the truth. And it helps us to all see our fellow man as contributors to the society in which we so enjoy.
Simpson is not only the director of African American Studies at UWO, he's also the vice president of the National Council for Black Studies.
Because every day is a donation to eternity. Every day is a donation to history. And anything I do as myself is Black history.
Alfonso Simpson, professor, director of African American Studies at UWO, and a modern day Black history maker. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. On the local scene, Amory, number one seed in the section, very tough team. They defeated our team seals, Shawamig and Butternut Phillips, 12-0 to move on to the next round on Tuesday. Amory now will take on Frederick in the next round. The Lakeland T-Birds advanced on. They're on the other side of that section, and they got a number three seed, and they defeated Shawnee Bonduelle 9-2, so they now travel to Mosinee. Mosinee was a winner. They'll play that game coming up on Tuesday. Tournament hockey continues next week. Girls tournament basketball action will begin on Tuesday. Most teams wrapped up regular season games last night. Butternut with a nice 43-40 win over Drummond to finish 11-7. Good rivalry game. Butternut and Prentice at the Prentice Gym Tuesday night. We'll have that game for you. That'll be right here on 98Q on Tuesday night. Rib Lake edging Phillips last night, 51-41 in girls action. It was Abbotsford topping Shawamigan, 44-42. The Hayward girls beat Ashland, 65-32. Solon Springs beat the Mellon girls, 90-32. We mentioned Butternut topping Drummond, 43-40. It was Winter over Prairie Farm, 45-38. And the Medford girls beat Tomahawk last night, 50-30. On the boys' side, Hurley edges Shawamigan, two teams that will be in the same sectional in basketball. So a big matchup, and Hurley gets the 45-43 win at Park Falls home gym last night. Drummond top Butternut 43-13. The Rib Lake boys beat Tomahawk 63-25. And the Lakeland boys, they were a winner over Newman Catholic last night, 64-50. Good luck to our area wrestlers, boys and girls. Phillips Shawamigan as they head off to sectionals, girls tonight, and the boys will wrestle in action tomorrow. The Phillips boys basketball team will travel to Abbotsford tonight. The Shawamigan boys basketball team will host Athens tonight, home game at the gymnasium of Park Falls tonight. And the Butternut boys will host Bayfield. The Butternut gym will have action starting at 6:30 tonight.
Attention hunters, anglers, and outdoor lovers. You're invited to the Sportsman's Wild Game Feed and Expo, sponsored by Northern Outdoorsmen for Christ. Absolutely free Saturday, February 22nd from 1:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. with complimentary meal at 5 p.m. Hear Bearman Jim Van Steenstel's amazing story at 6 p.m. plus giveaways including guns, trail cams, Canadian fly fishing trip, and more. Enjoy wild game cooking demos by Buffy of Northwoods Kitchen. It's all happening Saturday, February 22nd at the Ogama Baptist Church Convention Hall in Ogama, Wisconsin.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
And birthday time. We'll throw some snowballs here in just a little bit. Austin has shown some interest. Gray has been avoiding the studio.
I'm pretty sure we scared him off.
I always enjoy it when someone shows some interest in being part of the old guy's morning show.
Here to see who today's loser, I mean, birthdays are.
Whoa. Prince Michael Jackson II is celebrating a 23rd birthday today. The third child of Michael Jackson, whose mother has never been identified, was known as Blanket when he was born, but later was changed to Biggie, B-I-G-I. Good thing that didn't get weird, huh?
That could have gone so many directions.
Well, it did. Remember the kid was born. I remember when that kid was born and they announced that kid's name was going to be Blanket. And I thought, just schedule the therapy appointment right now.
No, just set the kid up with a lifetime subscription right then and there. Weekly.
All right, we've got Joe Alwyn, the English actor, is celebrating a 34th birthday today. Ashley Green, the actress from the Twilight movies. My wife dragged me into those Twilight movies years ago. I still haven't recovered from it.
Never seen them, never want to.
If I see a large wolf-like dog, I instantly think it's going to turn into a vampire. That's all I got to say.
We're not going to discuss that.
Yeah, I do. I watched the Westminster Dog Show last week. There was a large wolf-like looking dog, and I was like, run, run! It's going to kill you.
Never seen those movies, never want to.
They're interesting. They're interesting. Elliot Page is celebrating today after an acclaimed star turned into... Let me say that again. After an acclaimed star turned in Hard Candy, the Canadian received a Best Actress nomination in 08 for Juno. All right, 38 today.
That was certainly a sentence.
It was. It was awkward. Who else here? Jennifer Love Hewitt is 46 today. Another interesting personality. Jordan Peele, the comic actor and filmmaker, Was in the cast of Mad TV, if you ever watched Mad TV. I used to read Mad Magazine as a kid, which explains a lot.
Joel, you're aging yourself.
But Mad TV, I never watched. Never watched Mad
Jordan
Magazine.
Peele, that is a very familiar name.
I wonder if they make Mad Magazines anymore.
I mean, probably somewhere, but I kind of doubt they're going to be really readily available.
I would guess so.
They're going to cost thousands of dollars online.
Eric Heatherly, country artist, is 55 today. William Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's. How many Baldwin brothers are there, for gosh sakes? They keep making them. Someday?
Someone just did a copy paste right then and there.
Put a poll question, 98qcountry.com. Are they still making Baldwin brothers? Alec Baldwin's younger brother is 62 today. And then once in a while, you'll get a Baldwin, and they'll say that Baldwin is not related to Alec Baldwin. Wait a minute.
I mean, you get that around here, too.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is 67, country star. Kelsey Grammer, he was on Cheers, and then he had... he did the voice of Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons. That's always nice to have on your resume. He's 70 today. I was a big fan of Sideshow Bob. Pretty funny to watch.
Gotta love him.
William Peterson, the actor, producer from TV, CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, and others, is 72. Alan Rickman, the English stage and screen actor from Harry Potter, Die Hard, Sense and Sensibility. Alan Rickman, born on this day, 1946, passed in 2016. And Bob Rafelson, A Hard Day's Night. With that for inspiration, the producer director sold NBC and the idea of a TV series about a band living together in a cool house. He was the guy responsible for the Monkees.
As soon as you mentioned a band in a cool house, I was like, that's the Monkees.
That's got to be the Monkees. And he's still alive, Bob Rafelson.
That was a good show.
It was crazy. It was funny, yeah.
It was goofy in the right ways.
Well, they leaned into it, too. They didn't try to avoid the fact that it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, they fully knew what they created.
Yeah. It was one of the first shows, I think, where actors actually looked into the camera sometimes. They, like, looked at the camera like, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Little mini fourth wall breaks.
Yeah, Bob Rafelson, who was responsible for the Monkees, 92.
Obviously, he's responsible for it like it's some kind of plague.
Yeah. Just in case it ever, like, makes society worse than it already is, and down the line, he's responsible for it.
I feel like the Monkees could only make us better at this point.
Exactly what I was thinking. All right, let's get to our local ones. You got a few local birthdays, anniversaries, young man?
I do. This looks like Steven Sherwinski.
Yes.
From Family and Friends.
All right.
That's a birthday on the 22nd.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We have a double. That's also Steven Sherwinski.
Okay. All right. You get to celebrate twice, Steven, this weekend. As soon as your birthday is over, you get to say, hey, 98Q Country Morning Show said I get two birthdays.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Does that mean you get two cakes?
Without aging. Why not?
Just had to make sure that was actually a double. Yep.
All right.
Then we have, oh, boy. Happy birthday to, I want to say, Taryn Langrier?
Yeah. Oh, here comes Rachel to confirm. Langren, I think, is the correct last name. She is on her way into the studio to confirm the first name. All right.
Langier. Okay. Thank you, Miss Casey.
All right.
If you want to correct me, you can come on air.
Right.
So I'd like to correct myself. Langrier.
Okay.
It's a much more fancy sounding name. Taryn.
All right. Another cup.
She hasn't stood up, so I'm assuming it's Taryn Langrier.
In the birthday box. Let's see if we can make him a cake winner.
An old friend. Let me pick him up off
and,
the floor.
And Austin throws the oft-mispronounced name onto the floor. And now
that's it. If you have a complicated name, you don't get to go in the box.
That's right.
Don't worry, Taryn. We put you in the box.
Let's draw the winner of our birthday cake, courtesy of the bakery department. Good folks at Super One in Park Falls. A lot of birthdays this week.
Now the box feels kind of empty.
Yeah.
We need to start having more birthdays. Start lying more.
Yes. All right. Here we go. The winner of the birthday, or any kind of cake, just a cake, from the Super One Bakery Department is...
Stephen Chrawinski.
Stephen Chrawinski. Does he get two cakes since he's celebrating today?
Yeah, we'll give him two, as long as he agrees to the cake tax.
Oh, yeah, double the cake tax.
But we will say, like, don't worry, he was only in the box once.
All right, Stephen Chrawinski, congratulations from us and the bakery department at Super One.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week with mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above, and then warmer this weekend, partly sunny on Saturday with highs near 30, up to 37 Sunday. Currently, it's 10 below.
98Q Country.
Sun tea in the window, pocket watch, a tail in time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree. Hey, whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand? Cause when everything is handed to you, it's only worth as much as
we
Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
I really hate to let this moment go. And touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this. Don't you want to stay? Don't you wanna stay here a little while? We can make forever feel this way. Don't you wanna stay?
Let's take it slow. I don't wanna move too.
Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson. Don't you want to stay at 98Q? We missed a birthday. Sorry, Orv. Somehow got lost in the shuffle here, but you'll automatically be in for next week's cake drawing, Orv. Orv Stewart, happy birthday to you, Orv. We are going to throw some snowballs, and we're going to get to our shopping show a little bit after 9. So let's take caller 4 right now. If you haven't won on the live side, if you won on the text, you're okay. You can still do it. We got 7 winners, I think, on the live side so far. So if you won already, throwing them live, then you're out. Everybody else in. 744-1006 is the number. 744-1006. You're 1. Thank you for trying. You're number 2. Thank you for trying. We'll just edit those live on the air. $25 gift certificates from our participating sponsors. I see we added in Park Falls Family Restaurant to the mix just the other day. So we got that going. You're caller number 3. Thank you for trying. And you're caller number 4. Who is this?
Jerome.
Jerome, what do you got? Some kind of a magic hotline to our studio here, Jerome?
No.
Okay. Some insider trading going on here. Let's spin the wheel here, Jerome. Let's see what we're playing for, first of all. All right, Jerome. How about 25 bucks to, what do we got here? Rail Trail Cafe in Prentice. 25 bucks. You can go down and get a little bite to eat down there, Mr. Janicek. All right. Are we going to win this time? Are we going to do this good?
Yes.
All right, good. Confidence is good. I'm going to give you a 3-2-1 there, Jerome, and then you tell me when to fire. Here we go. 3-2-1.
Now.
Now it is, and here we go.
My name is Jack Frost.
Here we go.
We're going to have a little fun.
Jerome.
Get it.
Ow!
Yep.
Son of a nutcracker.
You got her, Jerome. You got her. Burger guy, fish fry guy. What kind of food would you order down there at the Rail Trail?
Yeah. Well, whatever you want for me, too.
Okay. All right. Get it to go. Bring her by. Sure, you bet. All right. Okay. Jerome, thank you so much for playing along. We got the certificate here at the station for you. Swing on by anytime. Grab that. The Rail Trail Cafe. $25. Great food down there. So they're off the the prize wheel now. We got to black that one out. We still got certificates. As far as doing this live, Gray will do it again this afternoon, and the next week we'll do it. We've still got some Warga on there. I see some Lena's Northern Pines, BC Auto Repair, Winter Greenhouse. I still see the Village Pit Stop on the wheel, Forward Bank $25 Visa gift card. So Gray will have another shot for you sometime after 2 o'clock this afternoon for you to throw some snowballs. And your second chance to win, of course, if you have not won through the texting side, go ahead, shoot us the word Baders, B-A-D-E-R-S, Baders $25 gift certificate from Baders Sports Center. B as in boy, A as in apple, D as in dog, Baders, B-A-D-E-R-S, sometime before midnight tonight, and you'll be in for the drawing.
There's still plenty of winter left to enjoy in the Northwoods. Baders Sports Center is your outdoor recreation headquarters. Baders has the augers, jig rods, and tip-ups you need to catch your next fish fry or even your next trophy. Keep warm anywhere with premium wool clothing and lacrosse boots. There's still time to hunt small game this winter, but only if you stop at Baders. They've got rifles, shotguns, ammo, and the know-how to prepare you fast. Baders can handle licenses, too. Find what gets you outdoors at Baders Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
We are going to take a moment right now to jump on live right away with Pete. He's hanging out down at Wheelway in Fifield. It's well worth the drive, even if they're up in Mellon or down in Prentice, to come check out all these low-mileage vehicles you've got, right?
Absolutely. We got a beautiful selection right now. They're all looking for a home. And we see the common sense sale. We're talking about a lot of cents, and you're going to save a lot of cents.
Yeah, and service work, lifetime warranty on that service work, too, if they need something done with their vehicle, right?
Hey, I'll tell you what. We want to make sure every vehicle here, everybody has reassurance. It's going to get fixed, and we have a lifetime warranty on the parts and the labor. Make sure you call service to get all the details.
And that next vehicle, they can get it all done in one shot. If they want to do the trade-in, the financing, and the purchase of the vehicle, they can get out of the cold today and get it all done in one shot. Right, Pete?
Joel, I'll tell you what. We've never seen this in a long time. Banks are looking to earn your business. Rates are low. Make sure you take advantage of them. We have almost 30 banks in-house looking to earn your business. We're going to get you the lowest interest rate, and you can drive one home today. It's payments as low as $99 a month, Joel.
Nice. WheelwayAutos.com. Check out the inventory. If they see something they like, Pete, they can pick up that old-fashioned phone and have a conversation with you right on the phone, right?
Not artificial intelligence. A lot of intelligence down here, but not artificial. Okay, we love to talk to people. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762 24/7. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook and next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They